You're listening to Ask the CIO, brought to you by CenturyLink. Now, here is your host, Jason Miller.
My special guests today are Robin East, the Treasury Department Chief Information Officer, and Paul Sforza, a special advisor to the Treasury's CIO. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO. This is the fifth part of my series, Inside TechStat. Ms. East and Mr. Sforza discuss how Treasury used TechStat for a program that was not in trouble.
Robin, let me start with you on the TechStat. Now, Treasury, obviously, like every other agency, goes through TechStats time and time and again. But this TechStat that you did for your procurement systems, plural, I think is a little different. So give me a sense of how you chose and why you chose the procurement systems for a TechStat session versus going through it more traditionally with a program that's maybe problematic or has some challenges.
Well, Jason, we do use the TechStat process in the traditional way. The structure that we have in place right now is we do a monthly review of our investments, and depending on the level of variance that we might see in the investments, we will hold either a department level or a bureau level TechStat, depending on what we think the need is. So we do that as part of the traditional TechStat process. For the procurement systems, though, we took a bit of a different approach. Last fall when this started, we decided to take a look across Treasury at the procurement systems that were in use and have a conversation about what we might be able to look at in terms of more consolidated use of those systems. So we had a very extensive and largely attended TechStat where we had each of the bureaus who run procurement systems to give us an overview of those systems. And then we had the conversation about, you know, similarities, differences, what varying needs might be, what the future of those systems might be. And then out of that came some very interesting work around the use of procurement data that has continued until now. And in fact, there's a new initiative that will start up shortly. What we discovered was it probably wasn't realistic to think about consolidating to one procurement system right away. And this was sort of in advance of what we now know as PortfolioStat and an initiative from the federal CIO about consolidation of commodity IT, including basic administrative systems like procurement, human resources, financial systems, and all of that. We were thinking, I think, ahead of that of that process and just looking at how we might bring more efficiency to Treasury. So out of that, as I said, came some initiatives that will take us forward that focus on standardizing the data that we use, having some standard definitions of procurement data across those systems, and starting to bring data together out of those various systems so that we can have a more strategic use of the data for decision-making around procurement at Treasury.
Though most of the time, you guys, when you do a TechStat session, it's because there's something you see in a program that maybe you don't like or that maybe needs to be fixed. What was the impetus for the procurement one if things maybe were working well? Was it totally, did someone step back and go, wow, I have data coming in from four different sources and they don't match, or they kind of match, but they could match better? I mean, why the procurement systems versus anything else?
I think there are a couple of reasons. One of them, obviously, was curiosity to see if we had an opportunity to reduce the number of procurement systems that we have in use across Treasury. And they are fairly few, considering the size of Treasury and the different bureaus and their missions and all of those things. So I think that was one impetus. But another was that we have started an enterprise data management program, and it's very focused on a more strategic use of data for executive decision making. And so we have interest not just in procurement data that we can gather from across the department and use strategically, but we're building into a warehouse-like environment other types of data, financial data. We started with a foundation of human resource data that's been there for a while and actually is a component of our HR Connect. You may know that we're a federal line of business for HR systems, and so we started with a very robust set of personnel data as the foundation, and now we're building other things around it. So the other driver, I think, was just the strategic use of data itself.
You mentioned a new initiative, so I got to ask, because my news bells and alarms went off. Give me a sense of what that new initiative is and how it fits into this procurement tech stat session. How to build from that?
You mean the Enterprise Data Management Initiative?
I guess you said we have a new initiative that's going to start up shortly. Is that the Enterprise Data Management Initiative?
No, that's the one around procurement data. What I'd like to do is ask Paul Sforza if he would talk about, he's one of the program managers of this effort, ask him to talk about the new initiative that will soon start.
Paul?
In the analysis that we did, there were a number of very near-term opportunities that we identified. So as Robin had indicated, one was primarily around data. So there are three major procurement systems that we operate today across Treasury. Today, those systems are not integrated. There is not really a clear view of the data that either sits in each of those systems or how that data correlates to the data that is pushed up into federal-wide platforms like FedBizOps and others. And so for us, that was very much a data management problem. And so we had an enterprise data management platform that we've recently begun growing here within Treasury. And so we saw an immediate opportunity to begin pulling data out of those platforms, getting it into this business intelligence environment, and beginning to look for things like data quality issues, beginning to look for things like opportunities for strategic sourcing, common needs or requirements across the organization that before we just didn't have purview because we didn't have access to the data. So the first set of investments that Robin was referring to is to essentially begin doing that work.
We have to take a break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are Robin East, the Treasury Department Chief Information Officer, and Paul Sforza, a special advisor to Treasury CIO. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO. This is the fifth part of my series, Inside TechStat. Ms. East and Mr. Sforza discuss how Treasury used TechStat for a program that was not in trouble.
This audio puzzle is brought to you by CenturyLink Government.
Let's see, growing digital needs go here. So many different applications over here. So where does IT budget stretch to the limit go?
Fortunately, CenturyLink Government has an answer with its vast portfolio of cloud services so customers get the right mix of performance and features. CenturyLink, solutions that work, service you can count on.
For a free risk assessment, visit CenturyLink.com/federal. This audio puzzle is brought to you by CenturyLink Government.
Okay, synchronize email and instant messaging over here. Merge web and video conferencing down here. But that leaves mobile, landline, and VoIP phones out of the loop.
Solve your agency's communications challenges with CenturyLink Government Unified Communications, products that work together and help deploying and maintaining them. CenturyLink, solutions that work, service you can count on.
For a free risk assessment, visit CenturyLink.com/federal.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are Robin East, the Treasury Department's Chief Information Officer, and Paul Sforza, a special advisor to Treasury CIO. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO. This is the fifth part of my series, Inside TechStat. Ms. East and Mr. Sforza discuss how Treasury used TechStat for a program that was not in trouble.
Robin, let me switch back to you for a second. When you decided to do a TechStat around the procurement systems, what was the reaction from, first of all, the procurement workforce, the chief acquisition officer, the senior procurement executive? Because one could say, why are you stepping into my alley? Why are you in my swim lane? I can handle my own data.
Actually, this was a partnership between the Office of the CIO and the senior procurement executive from the time that we planned the TechStat. So it's very much been a partnership. I think there may have been some initial concern on the part of the bureaus that run their individual systems, sort of what the outcome would be and whether we were going to push for something that was perhaps not immediately achievable, like asking everybody to go to one system, which of course we know is not practical. But and certainly since the TechStat, the data work has been a partnership Paul has a counterpart within the Office of the Procurement Executive, and they have jointly led the planning for the data work that's about to start.
Did this tech stat also include, for instance, the mission people? For instance, you mentioned HR Connect. That's a mission driver in many ways, or a shared service provider. The chief financial officer's office, were they involved as well? Were you able to bring everyone together to kind of ensure that not only did you have stakeholders, but you had the people who each had maybe a role to play to make certain decisions?
We did. We had a combination of the technical folks who support the systems, as well as the business folks who are the owners of the processes, if you will.
Because one of the things that is the biggest challenge around any time you bring this group together is, who's running it? Is it run by the CIO, so it becomes, everyone views it as a technology issue? Or is it run by the program folks, and so therefore it's viewed as a business issue? Or is it run by both of you, therefore people understand that they're interrelated and you can't have one without the other?
We really like to approach conversations like this and systems planning in general as a partnership with the folks on the side of the house who are running the business, who are executing the mission directly. We see ourselves very much in a support function for that, but hopefully these days more people see that as a partnership, business and technology together, because that really is how we achieve the greatest success.
But when you did this one specifically, was it a partnership? I mean, who led it? Who sat at the head of the table and said, here's the agenda, here's what we're going to do, okay, let's start off with this person, let's move to that person? Was it you, or was it kind of ferreted out between you and the senior procurement executive before, let's say, the big meeting?
I led it, but as I said, it was very much a partnership and planned jointly with the senior procurement executive's office ahead of time. So I think the general feeling is that tech stats fall generally under the purview of the CIO. And so from that perspective, I guess I sat at what you would consider to be the head of the table, and my staff put the materials together and led that. But it's really because that's the way tech stats are perceived. And this one really took a different and more strategic turn, I think, in the conversation, because we pulled people together from both sides to have the discussion.
Paul, let me shift over to you, because from your perspective, and I know you have worked in the CIO's office, but now that you're helping to manage the program side of this, you maybe see it from a different perspective a little bit. Does that help or hurt the fact that the tech stat is their activity versus the program's activity or the mission activity?
I think in this particular instance, so when you look at the actual working groups that we met weekly, when you look at the running of those working groups, that was very much led by the chief procurement officer's staff. And so I essentially helped or served in an advisory capacity to that group and to everyone else who participated. And what I essentially did was I listened to what they were saying around what were the gaps, what were the opportunities that they saw from a business perspective, and helped articulate for them the value, as well as, so how do you get there from an IT perspective? What do you need to put in place to actually do this? So it was very much led by the business side, with IT kind of playing a supporting role.
So in many ways, you were the translator for the IT side, where the business people said, well, what if we had a system that spit out nickels every 5 minutes? And you could come in and say, okay, guys, that may not be possible.
Exactly.
What types of conversations were had? Can you give me a sense of once you guys went through the tech stat, what was talked about at the tech stat? What were the big issues? I know Robin described them around, you know, multiple procurement systems, data issues, how do we get to data? Give me a sense of what came from the tech stat session that now went to those working groups to be worked on.
So the original tech stat was held last August. Part of the outcome of that was essentially the creation of three working groups. And those working groups met through May of this year. And they were focused on three primary domains. One was go deeper on the business value. So what's the real vision from a procurement perspective as to what we're trying to achieve? So if we were to have one procurement system, and I say that in quotes, not physically one, but essentially if we had these platforms operate as if they were one, what would that look like? What are the capabilities that we'd have as an organization? Then there was a team who was focused on translating those visions, those requirements into, okay, so technologically, what would we need to have in place to support that? And then there was a team focused solely on data. So looking at the existing platforms, what's the data that they house? Let's create a common language or a common dictionary, if you will, as to what are the key pieces of data that are important to satisfy those capabilities that were described earlier, that vision of oneness. And so we created a data dictionary of 100 elements. We then mapped that across the various systems that existed today to see who has what, where are their gaps, where can we source that data potentially from elsewhere, and how do we eventually get that data into a business intelligence platform so that we can begin to satisfy some of those requirements. So those working groups met for close to 6 months and ultimately surfaced up several recommendations on projects and investments. We prioritized and ranked those investments in terms of complexity, cost, and value to the organization, and ultimately put forward, if we were to do this, here's where we should start. Here's three key initiatives that we would like to start with. And those initiatives were focused on data, as Robin had mentioned earlier. Another one was around a need for a platform within which people can collaborate. So anyone who is a procurement professional across the enterprise, they should have a place that they can go to communicate requirements, to collaborate on documents, on procurement packages. And so those three investments essentially work towards providing that portal, that business intelligence platform, and the movement of the data from the procurement systems into that environment.
So the three are the data, the need for a platform, and then the third is the business intelligence?
Business intelligence, the portal, and just work around cleansing the data and getting it into the business intelligence platform.
So Robin, you mentioned the efforts around the enterprise data management. Are these three initiatives all being worked on currently?
No, they're not all being worked on currently. We are starting with some of the data work. We are, as you might imagine, low on funding, and so anything that we do new like this, you know, we have to find creative ways to find efficiencies somewhere else so that we can free up funds to do these kinds of new things. And so we are handling those in that way.
So from a TechStat perspective, let me shift back to Paul for a second. When we talk about TechStat, what did this allow you to do that maybe you weren't able to do before? I mean, easily you could have brought people together. Easily you could have created these working groups without TechStat. But what did TechStat give you that helps you kind of maybe push this forward a little bit?
I think two things. So one is it gave a sense of formality and urgency, if you will, to the problem. Right, so it wasn't something that people could just kick down the road. We knew that coming out of the TechStat, there was a requirement that we come back to that community within a period of time, 6 months as identified by that group, with a set of recommendations. And so the clock was ticking, if you will. Right, so it forced the procurement community across the enterprise and the IT community to come together weekly and begin working on those issues and begin to articulate what was required and how to get there. I think the other thing that it brought to the table was it provided a forum for putting those recommendations forward. You know, anything requires money, and in today's environment of tight funds, you need to have an executive organization who can make those tough decisions around, do I invest in this or do I invest in something else? And so having the forum with which you can communicate the value and the opportunity is important.
Without TechStat, do you think that these types of initiatives would have happened anyways, maybe on a smaller scale or maybe more slowly?
So there have been work in the past where investments have been made in looking at procurement systems and recommendations that were put forward in the past on what to do with them. And none of those really were able to garner funding. Is it because of the fact that TechStat didn't exist or the executive forums didn't exist? Probably not, but I think there's a bit of a perfect storm in that funding is getting much more and more restricted. There is a desire to have more active governance, more involvement between business and IT, and looking at where it's spending its money. And so the combination of those things, I think, is enabling the conversation to occur and the decision-making to occur, where in the past it might have been more difficult.
We have to take a break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are Robin East, the Treasury Department Chief Information Officer, and Paul Sforza, a Special Advisor to Treasury CIO.
This audio puzzle is brought to you by CenturyLink Government.
Let's see, growing digital needs go here. So many different applications over here. So where does IT budget stretch to the limit go?
Fortunately, CenturyLink Government has an answer with its vast portfolio of cloud services so customers get the right mix of performance and features. CenturyLink, solutions that work, service you can count on.
For a free risk assessment, visit CenturyLink.com/federal. This audio puzzle is brought to you by CenturyLink Government.
Okay, synchronized email and instant messaging over here. Merge web and video conferencing down here. But that leaves mobile, landline, and VoIP phones out of the loop.
Solve your agency's communications challenges with CenturyLink Government Unified Communications, products that work together and help deploying and maintaining them. CenturyLink, solutions that work, service you can count on.
For a free risk assessment, visit CenturyLink.com/federal.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are Robin East, the Treasury Department's Chief Information Officer, and Paul Sforza, a Special Advisor to Treasury CIO. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO. This is the fifth part of my series, Inside TechStat. Ms. East and Mr. Sforza discuss how Treasury used TechStat for a program that was not in trouble.
Robin, let me shift a little broader on you. Obviously, Paul was talking specifically about this procurement TechStat session. When you look at your other TechStat sessions, can you give me a sense, would the changes or the initiatives that stem from those meetings happened anyways, or do you think that TechStat is playing a role where maybe in years past, things would have moved slower or wouldn't have moved at all?
I really want to echo some of what Paul said. I think it is true across the board that what the TechStat process, and as you see, we've adapted it a little bit for this particular topic, what that provides is structure, and it gives us the impetus. It has visibility. And all of those things that cause people to pay attention, to be more responsive because of the formality of the process, if you will, both before, during, and after a session. And I think this TechStat on procurement systems is a very good example of that, before, during, and after, because it continues today. And so it's a real success story in terms of using that process and the formality of it to define some activities that very much need to be done and will benefit Treasury long term because of the work that we'll do with the data and around the collaboration portal, as Paul said.
When I've talked to other CIOs and other program people around TechStat, one of the things they point to, obviously, is the OMB piece of the puzzle. The fact is that OMB is paying attention. For instance, one agency told me, well, we were able to go to OMB and say, look at the changes we are making. And it also gave them the visibility on the Hill on certain programs. Now, I think for Treasury and procurement systems, that's probably not something that the Hill hopefully has too much viewpoint into right now. But knowing that OMB is out there and that they're paying attention to TechStat, does that also help in the seriousness or how much more seriously people take these types of reviews?
I think the fact that people are aware of the visibility is certainly helpful.
Paul, from your perspective, I mean, you've been through the program piece before. The visibility side, the fact is that the acquisition office and the CIO office is working more closely together. What was the relationship before TechStat?
I think it's definitely gotten better, not to say that it was bad before, but I think having worked side by side for several months on an issue that honestly was really a tough issue for the procurement office, you know, the opportunities that they have or the issues that they deal with are very real. And so having a partner on the IT side who can help them not only articulate the issue and the value, but also come up with a path forward on how do you begin addressing these issues. I think it really helped to solidify the relationship between the two organizations.
When you guys talk about this TechStat session and others to the next level up, the deputy secretary, if you guys have sometimes there's an assistant secretary for management or the secretary even, when you report up to your bosses, Robin, what are you saying about TechStat and the programs that come out of TechStat, and how much interest is it coming down? I mean, do you have weekly calls where they want to know, okay, what's the latest with that program that went under TechStat?
Let's talk about this particular one. The Assistant Secretary for Management is very aware of these initiatives and has been briefed via the governance process about these initiatives, so that as we make these decisions at the executive level about what gets funded, you know, there's a need to have an awareness at that level so that the right decisions can be made about funding. So we do this on an as-needed basis. The Assistant Secretary for Management does participate in other TechStats, you know, as we feel the need, the visibility, and the impact requires that level of attention. We have, not very often, but occasionally had TechStats at that level rather than just at the CIO level.
What happens next, Paul? What do you do? The working groups have made the recommendations. You're going down a path on one of the initiatives. Where does TechStat play a role in keeping the governance structure and keeping the progress going around the procurement systems?
I think there is an expectation that, assuming the initiatives that we've asked get funded, there'll be an expectation that we follow up with the TechStat community on, so where are we? Are we seeing the value that we had hoped? Are there course corrections that are needed? And just, you know, in general, how are we doing? So, it is definitely our intent to come back to the TechStat community periodically with those updates.
And Robin, let me go a little broader than just the procurement TechStat. How often are you following up once you put a program through TechStat? How often do you follow up? How often do you have governance issues that issues in the sense of you revisit, you report? What's the end result of a TechStat?
It depends on the issue at hand and the action items coming out of the TechStat. So, but we do track all those action items, and we do make sure that there is follow-up until the actions are completed, until we either see correction, we see a change of course, whatever the outcome is, we do track those through to completion.
From a CIO's perspective, and we'll ask Paul from a program management perspective, how much of a difference does TechStat make?
It's about having the structure and a defined process, whatever that process is, and I think this is a good one. The structure and the defined process and the fact that there's consistency from one time to another encourages attention be paid to it, encourages accountability after the fact, and gives us a little help with the follow-up to make sure that issues don't drop off.
And Paul, from your perspective, the impact of TechStat, we talked a little bit about it. Can you, again, I'm going to ask you the same question about qualifying and quantifying the impact.
Without the structure and the forums with which you could surface these recommendations, I honestly question as to whether any of those initiatives would have gotten funded. So I think it's really a case of we probably would not have been able to do anything if it wasn't for the fact that we had this process in place.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today were Robin East, the Treasury Department's Chief Information Officer, and Paul Sforza, a Special Advisor to Treasury's CIO. To listen and find out more about my special series, Inside TechStat, please visit federalnewsradio.com/Jason Miller.
Thank you for listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The show has been sponsored by CenturyLink. If you missed any portion of this broadcast, you can hear the show in its entirety on demand or podcast on federalnewsradio.com.